arc or reprisal. Coin money. Emit bills of credit. Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the News Network, and our guest this morning is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and of course it's vitally important that we keep up with what's happening as far as the gun situation is concerned, because of course the founding fathers of America realized that the only means by which the American people would be able to protect themselves from the excesses of government, and they knew that men were sinful and that there were always men who wanted a dictatorship here, and that's why they created a government where the power of the central authority was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution. Well, there are secret groups in America who've taken the chains off of government and are forging them for the people. They are created a North American military command. Why do we need a North American military command? Why, so the military can be used against the American people. That's why. And certainly we know that our founding fathers didn't want a standing army. Why didn't they want a standing army? Because they knew that one day wicked men would use that standing army to suppress and oppress the American people, all in the name of preserving our freedom, in the name of fighting the wicked communists or Marxists or whatever enemy they're able to conjure up, the terrorists, fully financed and supported by the establishment, just as we see the Occupation Wall Street movement, and then we see the violent provocateurs there dressed in black with black handkerchiefs over their face or bandanas or ski masks, and they're all simply created to justify and create violence so you can justify using the police and the police against the people and the people against the police, and then, well, we're going to have to bring in the military. But our founding fathers very wisely said the people must be able to have weapons. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be abused. But there are people who want to take the guns away from us, people like Senator Feinstein, who had a gun permit herself because she wanted to protect her life. She just doesn't want you to be able to protect your life. Well, Larry Pratt, tell us what's going on in America today. What's happening with the Fast and Furious project by which, of course, the BATF armed the Mexican drug cartels so they could come over here and kill Americans? What's going on, Larry?
Well, the Fast and Furious scandal is, even as we speak before the nation, Eric Holder will be testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee momentarily. He will be thrown some marshmallows, I think, by the chairman, a fellow Democrat, Patrick Leahy from Vermont, the senator from Vermont. But I think he's going to face some very stringent questioning from Senator Chuck Grassley, who's been working on this horrid project that the federal government had, Fast and Furious, designed to inject firearms directly into Mexico to the hands of primarily the Sinaloa cartel. This is something that he's been sharing, making available some of his minority staff at the Judiciary Committee with House Representative Chairman of the Oversight Committee, Daryl Issa. And so there's been a team of investigators in Arizona, in Mexico, looking into this very serious problem that has come to light, where we have a government that thinks it's okay to facilitate the cartel getting guns so they can murder people. And they've done that with about 200 Mexicans, according to the Mexican Attorney General. Guns that were sourced back to the Fast and Furious program. And even a couple of our federal agents, one in Mexico, one just north of the border, have been murdered, again, associated with firearms handed out by the Fast and Furious program. And one of the
what's going to happen? I mean, is anybody going to be held responsible? Are they going to get promoted? Or is somebody going to get slapped on the wrist? This is criminal activity on the part of our government to arm the drug lords, just as our certain parts of our government have been worked very closely with the drug smugglers. Now we're not only working with them, we're arming them. This doesn't make sense. Where is the outrage from the American people?
I think that is going to happen. It's something that has not been given much attention by the press, by the at least two of the broadcast networks, ABC and NBC. I don't think NBC has had one program yet. ABC, I think, has had one. CBS has been somewhat better because they have a very excellent investigative reporter, Cheryl Atkinson, who I think they have been working to keep her from prime time. She's had a number of broadcasts. In fact, she was the one to first broadcast an interview with a whistleblower, John Dodson. But a lot of her efforts have been redirected by her management. She doesn't always get to broadcast her work. Often it's just relegated to the website at CBS News. If folks want to see what she's been doing, they can go to gunowners.org, which is our website, and on the front page we've got a link to the archive of her work. That's a very excellent source to get up to speed on what the whistleblowers and others have been saying about Fast and Furious. And the other exception to what the media has not been doing is William Lajeunesse at Fox News. But other than that, if you get your news some other way, then what you and I are talking about right now, Stan, may be completely brand new information for folks. So the official line is this was a sting and, oh, golly, it went wrong. No, it was never designed to make arrests. It was designed to get guns over the border. There had been a previous program, Wide Receiver, where the Bush administration had been letting guns go, but they were trying to nab them before they got across the border, not always with success, and so they shut it down, as they should have. This program just simply, from the get-go, was designed to get guns into the hands of the cartel. And somebody may be saying, well, why would the U.S. government do that? Well, consider that this is a very anti-Second Amendment.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, Larry Pratt from Gun Owners America. And, of course, basically, of course, it would appear that what the people in Washington, D.C. were going to say was, look at all of these weapons in Mexico, and they all were smuggled in from America. So we've got to have tighter controls over gun ownership in America to keep all these wicked Mexicans from having weapons and using it to kill people. Was that the reason, or was it because we were simply arming the drug cartels down there? Could it possibly be that we would arm our enemies? And the answer is absolutely. We did it during the Vietnam War. We actually were providing funds and military supplies for the Russians, who were supplying the North Vietnamese, who were supplying the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. You go into World War II, American corporations building weapons for the Nazis, all during the Second World War. 100 American corporations, GM, GE, IBM, AT&T, Cynthia, all over there, and Ford, all over there in Germany, building the weapons that we used to kill our boys. And now, like deja vu all over again, the BATF requiring gun owners to sell, gun stores to sell weapons that were going to be used by the drug cartel in Mexico. When are the American people going to wake up and understand that there are evil and wicked people in the world today working against the best interests of our nation? Go right ahead, Larry.
Well, Stan, this Fast and Furious project was designed to shift the debate on gun control. One of the emails that have been entered into the record already in ICE's committee is from a National Security Council member, Kevin O'Reilly. And by the way, he's not going to be subpoenaed anytime soon to testify, because this Latin American specialist was sent over to Baghdad, where, of course, his specialized preparation will serve him well. The man speaks Spanish, not Arabic. He studied Latin America, not the Middle East. But, hey, you know, it's a place, right? He's qualified.
They don't want him to talk about country. The last thing they want is for the American people to realize of the treason that takes place in Washington, D.C. Go right ahead.
He's probably not coming back as long as this administration's in office. So the communications between him and the head of the Phoenix office, which was directing Fast and Furious and telling gun stores that they had to sell to people that the gun stores themselves were suspicious of. Do you really want us to sell to this guy? Guy's on food stamps and he's buying an armload of rifles? Really? And by the way, these are not the rifles that are necessarily preferred by the cartel.
they get military stuff from armories in Mexico, from the police, from the military, from Central American countries. They don't really need no stinking stuff from us. I just wonder where this stuff was all going. Some of it obviously ended up at Mexican crime scenes, but the cartel had a lot of access to much heavier equipment than that. As you know, we can't go into a gun show or a gun store and say, would you put a grenade launcher in my trunk? I think I'd like to take one home with me. It just doesn't work that way. So anyway, this national security advisor was in communication with the Phoenix office, and he would at one point ask him, hey, have any of our Fast and Furious guns turned up at crime scenes? We'd like to use that as a justification for issuing a gun control letter, which they did after this scandal became public, after it became known that they were trying to help the cartel get armed. Then they said, oh, we've got to tighten up on guns being sold in the four southwest border states, so we need to have a multiple sales report on anybody buying two or more rifles within a five-day period. So the answer to government being out of control is to control the citizens. Get it? I don't.
Well, I think the answer to the government being out of control is the government wants more control over the American citizens. I think you're absolutely right. And these people want to disarm the American people. And the only reason they want to do that is they're not concerned about our safety. They want a dictatorship. And it's so difficult for people to believe that they would want a dictatorship. And I would say, why not? Men are inherently evil, and sometimes the most evil ones go to work for government. Go ahead.
Well, that would certainly be my impression when this BATF agent, William Newell, was testifying. I really had the sense that if I had been transported back to the 40s in Germany and had seen a public presentation by a Nazi official, that's what I would have seen, the same as when I was watching this ATF agent, Bill Newell. The guy is as cold as a glass of ice water, and he was clearly, as the expression has it, testifying. He would not give a direct answer. It became so exasperating for Chairman Issa that when another member of the committee had asked a question about the email back and forth between Newell and his friend at the National Security Council in the White House, did you ever discuss Fast and Furious in your communications? And Newell said, well, I don't really remember if we ever specifically discussed Fast and Furious. And Issa jumped in at that point and said, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm taking your time. But I want to hear an answer to that question without the use of the word specific.
Well, yeah, we did discuss Fast and Furious.
In other words, they always put a qualifier on, you know, so that they can always say, well, I didn't perjure myself. I just, well, I was just withholding information, but I didn't perjure myself. Like
no, I didn't have a clear recollection.
Saying,
it was all kind of
saying, well, it really means what the meaning of the word is. I mean,
the
what does the word really mean?
The Clinton School of Testifying has produced many excellent graduates, and we've seen some of them before Darrell Issa's committee in the House, and I think we're going to see it today at the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is really extraordinary. These folks, well, you figure, if they're going to develop a program that's designed to encourage violence in Mexico, then they're not going to be fazed at all when people get killed. And it's certainly nothing to tell a lie, not if after you've arranged to have anonymous people, you don't know who, but you know that somebody's going to likely get killed because you're making it easier for the cartel to have guns in the hands of their
street cretins. So this is really a spectacle to see how cynical a group of people working in this administration are, what they're willing to do, what length they're willing to go, and then when they get caught, that's what we're talking about. They've been caught. And now the only question is who knew what when and how many knew what when. Senator Feinstein has declared that, well, the answer to this problem is that we need to tighten up on registration of guns and the availability of guns to United States citizens. And so she's pushing gun control as the solution to what the government has been doing. Now, that is jaw-dropping spin-mastering. That, I think, goes beyond... She's gone beyond her teacher, Bill Clinton. She is now the primo spinner in Washington. Way to go, Senator Feinstein.
I agree with you, Larry. We have evil and wicked people, and one of the most evil is Senator Feinstein, who actually had a gun permit so she could carry a weapon to protect herself, and yet is totally opposed to the average American being able to defend themselves. She gives hypocrisy a bad name, and of course she has used her position as senator to get all sorts of legislation passed to enrich her husband and her family. And you talk about conflict of interest, they are the past masters at it, and yet no one in Washington, D.C. has the courage to speak out against this evil and wicked, wicked woman. Go ahead.
The Democrats clearly have developed the idea that they're going to use this as they intended before they got caught contributing to the criminal element, mostly in Mexico, but there have been crimes traced back to these Fast and Furious guns in Arizona as well. Criminals don't necessarily respect a deliver personally to Mexico message. They just get guns to wherever they're going to get some money for it. You know, that's what they're doing it for. And we're at a point where I hope the hearings today, and there'll be another one in a month, exactly from today on December 8th, in the House, where ICE is going to continue looking into this. It's gotten to a point, one good thing is that people are coming forth now, and either anonymously or with their name attached, giving information to ICE's committee, and that's what Lanny Brewer was doing when he dumped a whole bunch of documents into ICE's hands, and his effort was to apparently be the designated fall guy, to fall on his sword, saying, well, you know, I really did know about this back in the middle of last year, and my bad, I just didn't realize the problems with it. I didn't think about it enough. I didn't tell anybody upstream about it. Well, there you go. There's the firewall right there. Okay, thank you, Lanny Brewer. You're the bad guy. You're the guy that was involved in this, and you didn't tell good old Eric Holder a thing. You kept that poor man ignorant of what you and your subordinates were doing. Oh, Lanny Brewer, you are the bad one. You wonder how much they promised him for him to do something like that, to try to insulate his superiors from their involvement. And yet, I think I said earlier, we know that Holder claims to have found out about Fast and Furious after the president found out about it. What is the old saw? What a tangled web we weave when first we set out to deceive. This is a very tangled web, Stan. Very tangled.
Well, unfortunately, we have men without integrity in government. But why should we be surprised at that? We've taken God and prayer, the Ten Commandments, out of our schools. You don't have to swear under oath to God when you're testifying. Now you just swear. Who are you swearing to? You're just swearing. But it has no meaning. There is no right. There is no wrong. There is no God. Why shouldn't these people lie? Well, maybe we ought to have people in government who have fear of God and maybe we ought to start prosecuting people for perjury, but we don't want to do that. Let bygones be bygones. Let's move ahead. That's what Obama said about the corruption in the Bush administration. And you can be sure the next administration will say, in regard to the corruption and lying under Obama, oh, let's move ahead. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are responsible for killing Americans by transferring weapons to the drug cartel. But you're not hearing about it night after night on NBC or ABC. Why? Because the media is controlled. They shape what we think and believe. It's about time people understood you're not getting the truth through regular means of communication. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. For Larry Pratt, that's 1-877-254-7524. But unfortunately, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. And we are going to see God's wrath in America unless there's a great revival. And I don't see it coming. We'll be back in just a moment.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker with doTERRA Essential Oils, inviting you to join me for our second in-depth free essential oil event, Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 5:30 at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton, located at Prospect and College. We'll have three workshops, essential oil basics, mood management, and experiencing the oils, and essential oils at home. Bring a friend and enjoy a beneficial and fun-filled afternoon while we take the mystery out of essential oils and help you build your own personal medicine chest. Join us Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton on Prospect and College. Please RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call me 970-493-6789. Remember, doTERRA essential oils are certified pure therapeutic grade, the most efficacious of all oils. No dilutions, no synthetics, no chemical residues. Again, that's Sunday, May 22nd, 2 o'clock at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton. RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call 970-493-6789.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web. www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And let me tell you something Larry is not going to say, and that is The enemies of freedom have infiltrated most of our organizations. They've infiltrated most of the conservative organizations, most of the liberal organizations. They've infiltrated the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Protestant Church at its highest levels. They've infiltrated the Jewish religion. And they've infiltrated many of the so-called pro-gun organizations. But the one that I trust, without question, is Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America. Larry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Gun Owners of America and become part of your team, knowing, being on the cutting edge of what's happening and helping you block efforts on the part of the elite who control our country to disarm the American and enslave the American people. How can people get in touch with Gun Owners of America?
Well, Stan, there's a couple of ways. One, if they can get on the web, is to go to gunowners.org, and there's two options there. One is to join the free email list, and that puts out alerts about what's going on in Washington on Capitol Hill, and it provides an opportunity to send an email that we have written. They like what we've said, they can send it off to the appropriate member of Congress regarding whatever the legislative battle might be. So gunowners.org is for that. And also, somebody would like to join online, they can do so. It's all of $20. And if they can't get online, they can contact us by phone, toll-free, 888-888-6-GUNS. That's 888-886, and then the letters G-U-N-S. And if folks do join, they pay their $20, then we're going to send them newsletters and postcards in those mailings that, again, enable them to put the heat on members of Congress so that members of Congress are aware of what their constituents would like them to be doing.
Well, I think what is so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that as an individual, you're not going to have much voice, but working in concert with Gun Owners of America, you can have a lot of influence on the really important issues. If you have a question for Larry, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are there any other bits of legislation coming up? What other issues should our listeners be concerned about in this effort to disarm, enslave, and certainly control the American people?
Well, there's a few things. I'd like to actually report that there is some good news. I have seen firsthand that in certain counties in Mexico, where I've been recently, there are sheriffs who are pushing back against the feds. There's militia that have the back of the sheriffs. In Lincoln County, in Otero County, I'm told there's each county has about 200 or more in their militia. They always have a rifle and a battle bag in their vehicle so they can be anywhere in the county within generally 30 minutes. And this has come into play in a number of occasions now. I got a call several weeks ago from one of our members, Dr. Gary Seidel, and he said, I'd like you to come out and testify at our village hearing in Ruidoso, which means noisy in Spanish. He said, it's getting a little noisy here. The mayor has issued a gun ban edict for anywhere on village property, no guns. And the hearing is going to be held next week, he said, and I'd like you to come out. We're going to be, a number of us are going to be going in openly carrying a firearm, and we're going to confront the mayor and try to get this thing turned down. And I went out, and I was wearing a .40 caliber that day. Dr. Seidel, not to be outdone, had an AR-15 slung over his shoulder, so he was very visibly armed. The mayor had asked the police chief to arrest any of us who would go in armed, and the police chief had said, Mr. Mayor, I can't do that.
Article 2, Section 6 of our state constitution specifically prohibits a subdivision of the state from enacting any gun legislation. So I can't arrest anybody. And so the mayor just sat there glowering as we filled up the room, and there were people that couldn't even fit in the room. They were standing in the hallway outside the village chamber, and we testified, and the New Mexicans did a very good job dealing with legal and constitutional issues. And so I thought, well, I'm going to take another tack. And I said, look, there's another village in the area of St. Louis, Kirkwood, Missouri, that enacted something very similar to what you have on your table today. And they were actually able to make the ordinance pass because a fairly then new state concealed carry law said that a municipality could ban firearms in their hearing rooms if that was their preference. And so that's what the village idiots did in Kirkwood, Missouri. So there was a gun-free zone, they thought. Well, one night, an irate taxpayer came in with his gun, and he killed two police officers, three members of the village board, and almost killed the mayor as well. And I said, that could happen to you. This is stupid to declare something a gun-free zone, because all you're doing is telling the criminal, oh, I've got a better chance now that they've voluntarily disarmed themselves. I can do what I want with much more likelihood of carrying out my crime than if I had to worry about somebody being armed. And, of course,
The law of unintended consequences. That's what, of course,
exactly.
Legislation is.
And I think it really is unintended. I think what we're dealing with, Stan, are people that don't think, they feel. Indeed, the mayor of Ruidoso said, I don't feel comfortable with all these guns in here. Well, the fact of the matter is, all of us were practicing very effective gun control. None of us allowed our guns to jump out of their holsters. None of us allowed our guns to go off and kill somebody. But in all seriousness, that was probably the safest place in the whole state of New Mexico at that time, because there were so many armed citizens present. Some bad actor would have taken a look at all the guns in there, because we were openly carrying, which is legal in New Mexico, and he would have thought, no, I think some other time might be better.
Well, so, did the ordinance pass?
No, actually, it was voted down. It was voted down 5-1. The mayor doesn't vote. The one that voted for the mayor, ironically, has a first name of Rifle.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. We do have a caller on the line. If anybody else would like to call, 877-254-75.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds listeners, support our community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business is the lifeline of our country's business, employing over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy, business by business. This community reminder is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For information, call 225-9499. Check in on a senior this holiday season.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, do we have a guest? Do we have a Lincoln on the line?
Yes, you do.
Who do we have?
This is Irving, Dr. Stan from Denver. Thank you for this opportunity and your guest, Mr. Pratt. In a conversation, I blurted out one night that the nightly news hasn't evolved beyond the birth of a nation mentality. They present a boogeyman to you every 3 to 6 months, and now they're making boogeymen out of veterans, gun owners, people who uphold the Constitution. And as far as this other reporter that Mr. Pratt commented on in her efforts to expose the CIA, Jessica Savage did that years ago in the late 70s, and she wound up getting her brake line cut and decapitated in an accident down at Chappaquiddick. So if you can, I'd like to hear you comment on my analogy of the nightly news being a birth of a nation type broadcast.
Larry, do you want
well,
to comment
the nightly
on
news
the,
doesn't really have much news. The Russians had a saying about their two newspapers during the Soviet era. One was Izvestia, which meant news, and the other was Pravda, which meant the truth. And they would say, Pravda doesn't have any Izvestia, doesn't have any news, and Izvestia doesn't have any Pravda, doesn't have any truth. So I think that would be a fair analogy for the way we ought to regard our media here in this country, with some obvious exceptions. But we need to be discerning, and we need to...
Well, Christians are even being presented as boogeymen. I mean, you can't put up a monument to the veterans who fought in the war for these principles and this Constitution.
Oh, especially if it has a cross on it.
Right. Right.
Well, there's a conspiracy
the founders of this country believed in the Word of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and you almost can't say that word in public.
We have to understand there is a conspiracy against God, especially against Christianity. It's well organized. It goes right to the highest levels of our government, and it includes the President of the United States, who suggested that we do away with the National Day of Prayer, but it's all right to honor the Muslims. Go right ahead.
Yes, I heard of a book called The Balance of Power in the Arab World. And this is a book written in 1970. Can't pronounce his last name. It's K-O-U-R-Y. And he spoke to the 1890s up until the 1920s of how peasants were giving firepower to overcome royalty in the Arab Peninsula. And we're fighting some of those same people we put in power back then.
Okay. Larry, what's your response?
I had a little trouble hearing. I'm sorry.
Well, he's just saying that
could you just,
not getting the truth
encapsulate that again?
Regular media.
What I was talking about was the Gladstone writings or diaries, how they talk about the 1880s, 88 and 1914 leading up to World War One, the Navy, the British Royal Navy's policy from 1890 to 1920.
Well, that's a little bit away from where we are today. Larry, I think we're just about out of time. Larry, do you have some parting thoughts for us?
Well, I'd just like to quickly point out that in the county south of where I had visited, some residents near a national forest wanted to cut down trees to have a fire break so that in the case of a fire, they wouldn't be endangered. The Forest Service said no, and they said, well, we're going to do it anyway. And the Forest Service said, if you do, we're going to arrest you. The sheriff said, if you arrest them, I'm arresting you for kidnap. And that's where it ended. The Forest Service said, you know, on second thought, we really don't have a problem in that sector with the trees being cut. And Congressman Steve Pence cut the first tree. They sliced it up, and he autographed them for souvenirs for those who had come on that day. So sheriffs are really a big part of the solution, particularly when there's a county militia that takes the back of the sheriff.
And we need, when somebody runs for sheriff, to find out how they feel about the Constitution and the fact that the sheriff can tell the federal government, get out of my county, you have no authority here. And we need people in law enforcement who believe in the Constitution and are answerable to the people, who have not been bought off and bribed by the federal government that wants to use the local sheriff to enslave other people and take away our freedom. Our guest today has been Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Larry, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out again for our listeners.
Well, it's gunowners.org on the web. That's where you can sign up for our alerts that will keep folks informed on what's going on in Capitol Hill. That's gunowners.org. And they can join there as well to get our newsletter and the mailings with the postcards that supplement the email. If they can't get on the web, call us at 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886-GUNS.
And I want to reiterate what I said earlier. I think you can trust Gun Owners of America. I've known the man who formed the organization, Bill Richardson, almost 50 years. He's always been true to his principles. How's Bill doing? Is he still up and
hale and hearty? Absolutely is doing very well.
All right. I haven't seen him in many years, but certainly you're fortunate to have a leader like that. Is he still active with Gun Owners?
Yes, he is. He's still our chairman, and he's very much involved in the direction of the organization. So we're just delighted that we've had his stewardship for this many years.
Well, it's been a long time, but we've been friends for many, many years. I appreciate
indeed it has.
Everything you do, and he does. Next time you see Bill Richardson, please give him our best. And our guest today has been Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, on the front lines, defending our right to keep and bear arms. And remember, the people who want to disarm the American people really want a dictatorship. They hate the Constitution. They hate any limitations on the power of the ruling elite. And we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. We're going to see much more violence now since the Occupy Wall Street movement has been infiltrated by agent provocateurs. And we're going to see more acts of violence to justify more control of our lives. Well, Larry Pratt, thank you so very much. I look forward to talking to you real soon. Bye. We'll be back at home after today's program.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have about 65 outlets every week now, and we just picked up a great new station in upstate New York, actually two stations, and they're going to broadcast us on Saturday on two occasions, so we get four broadcasts. And believe me, we always negotiate as firmly as we can before we go onto a station, but one of its 50,000 watt AM, 10,000 watt FM stations, simultaneous broadcast, and at least people in that area will hear the truth for half an hour a week. So, and of course, we've got a new station in Las Vegas and certainly one in Southern California, and couple of stations in Utah, new station in Phoenix, but it's an expensive proposition, and we need, quite frankly, need your help. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network and expand it, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We really feel very fortunate to be on this station. This station does such a great job of reaching into Denver and Fort Collins and Boulder and even up into Wyoming. And we hope you'll support this station as well. Basically, if you want to understand why they took God and prayer out of our schools, you have to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Everybody knows they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of the schools. Nobody ever tells you why, and that's so important. So my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is important. Certainly we have used copies of Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, which will help you to put it all together. And, of course, we have my 4-CD set, my interviews with Constance, The Aquarian Conspiracy. We have the DVD she did for us. It's entitled Emergence. We have a 4-tape set, 4-CD set on the supernatural, because there is a supernatural agenda behind everything, a supernatural force behind everything going on. And we have literally millions of people in America who rejected Christianity, who've embraced the supernatural, and the force is out there. If you want to hear, read it from the other people's point of view, read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll. The Lost Scroll by Dan Brown, written from the other point of view, but he will tell you what the secret is. He will tell you about the Masons and the control of our government and the secret knowledge. And there is secret knowledge that's been passed down for thousands of years, and he lays it out beautifully in this book. Of course, he thinks it's all good. It's wonderful. But, of course, we advise you, don't get involved in it. Understand who the enemy is. And the enemy is not some terrorist. And we finance the Muslim Brotherhood since the inception of that organization, as we finance the Nazis, as you find out, finance the communists. We're giving our military equipment to communist China today, and now we have to have military bases all over the world to counter communist China. Could we have a war with communist China? Sure. Well, we had a war with Nazi Germany. When we created Nazi Germany, and we funded Nazi Germany. And you read Dennis Cuddy's wonderful little book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. He points out how American corporations and American banks brought Adolf Hitler to power. And our number, 1-800-544-8977. 1-800-544-8977. Until tomorrow, for the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because